Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm going pretty well. And why are children more susceptible to brain injuries than adults?
Well, I think partly it's because, you know, they have weaker neck muscles, and the head takes a bit more of a bang, if you like, or, you know, it's not just injury to the head itself, but anytime you get a knock to the body, the head moves. It's like a whiplash type injury, so they're more susceptible to that kind of injury is what it comes down to. Yeah.
And does this happen more commonly from accident or from, you know, purposeful injuries?
No, it's mostly from accidents. It's not, purposeful in the sense in it can happen for concussion, like in sport. I mean, that's where it often happens. But kids are also likely to fall over. You know, they're running around and doing things like that. It can happen there as well. But, I mean, I think that the kinds of things that we at the Queensland Brain Institute are thinking about more often is really during active sport and things like that. And not to say we're discouraging sport. I mean, sport is obviously incredibly important for young kids. But just to raise awareness of it and knowing that, you know, some sports are more dangerous than others is what it comes down to, yeah.
So then if a child has suffered this sort of injury at a young age, how much does this affect the risk of negative outcomes later?
So this is a study done using, you know, almost over 1 million people. It says in Sweden. And they followed these people for up to 41 years, and what they found was that what they looked at as a traumatic brain injury, and concussion is a very mild form of traumatic brain injury. So there was nearly a 20 to 40% enhanced risk of outcomes of, you know, a person who has had the head injury are more likely to have disability pension, psychiatric visits, premature mortality, and lower education attainments, basically poor outcomes in life. And what's interesting was in this study that what they did was they made a direct comparison between kids who'd had a head injury with their siblings from the same family and same genetic background, you know, who had not had one. And so that's why it makes this study pretty powerful.
So then when you're talking about these negative outcomes, it sounds like there's a broad range. Does it sort of just affect kind of every aspect of life?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, I think it's, you know, it starts off with poor educational outcomes. And then because of that, they're also much more likely to have, you know, psychiatric problems as they get older. This is, you know, things like depression and anxiety and things like that. Yeah. So across the range, it looks like you have worse outcomes. And you know, for severe injury, you know, of course, it seems kind of obvious, and we've known about this for a long, long time. What's surprising is that you get very high incidence of these things, even with very mild injury, often which is not even recognized because, you know, the person doesn't pass out or anything, but it's a mild injury.
And how prevalent is this? How common are these sorts of injuries in the population that was studied?
Well, the incidence is about between 1 and 5%,
right?
Which is a reasonable range, basically, yeah.
So then you were saying earlier you don't want to discourage sports as it's an important thing, but what can parents do to maybe minimize the risk?
Well, I think that just to be vigilant, you know, just to be vigilant. And then if there is any sign of injury, be aware that, you know, it needs to be assessed and, you know, perhaps take time out. That's the other thing, and maybe avoid some of the more dangerous, if you like, sports, you know.
So then moving forward, will the results of the study maybe help understand and maybe address these sort of issues later on down the road?
Well, yes. I mean, I think what these kind of studies are pointing to, that, you know, in terms of thinking, so what is it? What kind of injury is the worst, and how can you mitigate it? Those are the kinds of studies that will come from setting up the kinds of centers we're setting up at the Queensland Brain Institute, which is a center for concussion research, and looking to do longitudinal studies, not just looking at outcomes, but looking at the biology and trying to figure out, you know, what can you do, in fact, and are there markers for predicting those people who will go on to have worse outcomes than others?
All right, that's really interesting. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.